A thing of less pomp and show is felt everywhere and lasts forever. Right about now the Trojan War is being fought with bronze weapons, but bronze breaks easily, which is why that war lasted 20 years with comparatively few casualties. We forgot how to make iron, so we can't kill each other as efficiently as we used to. The earnest toil in the fields continued, largely unchanging from generation to generation. The sheep and cattle, though domesticated, looked like much wilder breeds. 150 generations deep, and the bronze tools gave way at last to stone. But the stone-worked fields were little changed. As the pace of historical change slowed, David let them fall faster. 200, 300 generations passed, the fleeing faces blurring one into the other, slowly molded by time and toil and the mixing of genes. But soon it will mean nothing, David thought bleakly. Nothing, after Wormwood Day. On that dark morning, all of this patient struggle, the toil of billions of small lives, will be obliterated. All we have learned and built will be lost, and there may not even be minds to remember, to mourn. And time's wall was close, much closer even than the Roman spring they had glimpsed, so little history might be left to play itself out. Suddenly it was an unbearable thought, as if he had imaginatively absorbed the reality of the wormwood for the first time. We must find a way to push it aside, he thought. For the sake of these others, the old ones who stare out at us through the worm cam, we must not lose the meaning of their vanished lives. And then suddenly, the background was a blur once more. Bobby said, "We've become nomads. Where are we?" David tapped a reference panel. "Northern Europe. We forgot how to do agriculture. The towns and settlements are dispersed. No more empires, no cities. Humans are pretty rare beasts, and we live in nomadic groups and clans, settlements that last a season or two at best." 12,000 years deep, he paused the scan. She might have been 15 years old, and there was a round sigil of some kind crudely tattooed onto her left cheek. She looked in rude health. She carried a baby, swaddled in animal hide. "My remote great-uncle," David thought absently, and she was stroking its round cheek. She wore shoes, leggings, a heavy cloak of plaited grasses. Her other garments seemed to have been stitched together from strips of skin. There was grass stuffed into her shoes and under her hat, presumably for insulation. Cradling her baby, she was walking after a group of others, men, women with infants, children. They were making their way up a shallow, sloping ridge of rock. They were walking casually, easily, a pace that seemed destined to carry them many kilometers, but some of the adults had flint-tipped spears at the ready, presumably as a guard against animal attack rather than any human threat. She topped the ridge. David and Bobby, riding at their grandmother's shoulder, looked with her over the land beyond. "Oh, my," David said. "Oh, my." They were looking down over a broad, sweeping plain. In the far distance, perhaps the north, there were mountains, dark and brooding, striped with the glaring white of glaciers. The sky was crystal blue, the sun high. There was no smoke, no tracery of fields, no fencing. All the marks made by humans had been erased from this chill world. But the valley was not empty. It was like a carpet, thought David, a moving carpet of boulder-like bodies, each coated in long, red-brown fur that dangled to the ground, like the fur of a muskox. They moved slowly, feeding all the while, the greater herd made up of scattered groups. At the near fringe of the herd, one of the young broke away from its parent, incautiously, and began to paw at the ground. A wolf, gaunt, white-furred, crept forward. The calf's mother broke from the pack, curved tusks flashing. The wolf fled. "Mammoth," David said. "There must be tens of thousands of them. And what are they? Some kind of deer? Are those camels? And, oh my God, I think it's a saber-toothed cat."
"Lions and tigers and bears," David said. "Do you want to go on?"
Yes, let's go on. The Ice Age Valley disappeared, as if into mist, and only the human faces remained, falling away like the leaves of a calendar.